Blog Talk Radio.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Love
is dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
See you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead up, they ain't wanna see you in them. Surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles.
Yeah.
Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feel the same for the soul, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe it. Now that they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see, okay? Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Shoulder please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top.
Live in the building, can't stop, won't stop, and I'ma keep winning. Shout out to all the haters out there, cause I got my hater blockers on, like my man, the one, the only Aka Fool say. You know what I'm saying? He got some new single that he's really, really pushing out right now. It's an exclusive. The joint is called, you know what I'm saying, basically shut up. You know what I'm saying? Just shut up. The joint is hot. And my crazy summer. So it's definitely going now, so y'all need to definitely check that, you know what I mean? Today's show, man, is sponsored by StrictlyBum1.com, the hottest clothing line in the building. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely fashion that means something out there. for real. Be about something. Also, you know, we're sponsored by Diverse Media Group, LLC. Definitely, you know, doing all the media that you need. Shout out to Brand Brokers, this is my activity production, Digital Fantasy Media, and Rooney.com. Our official DJ for Lush Radio Online is DJ Hustle. Check out Hustle at HustleEvents.com. And definitely hit them up, you know what I'm saying, with all your mix and mastering needs. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely getting it in. And you know, it's Wednesday, and today I went to go see the Transformers More Than Beasties. I went up there to go check that thing out, man. It was crazy over there, man. That's something that you definitely need to spend your money on. It was crazy out there, man. I'm telling you, it was a ransacked. I'm telling you, and G.I. Joe is coming on. So, man, tell me what you thought about Transformers. Did you came, you went to go see it. Also, we're talking about the new, you know, what's going down, what's that new-ish. And we're talking about the new world order. And we're also talking about what was your ghettoest moment. Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're going to have some special guests today. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to play that new song from Renna Season. He pushing his joint called All Day. It's a summer joint. We in the summer. We getting it in. Cool school's out. Let's get it crack-a-lackin'.
I better hurry up and get dressed.
It's 7:30 already. Well, I'ma go and climb in the shower. Cause bruh, he bout to slide by in an hour. Now let me find some power so I can charge the safe. Get dressed because we bout to grind hard as hell. Just got the car detailed. It's like a brand new weapon. The safety is always on the man. You strictly don't plan for notes when we run in the street. But you gotta keep the snub nose up under the seat. And I get done with the heat. If a fool get mad, but right now I'm trying to knock me a super bad. I'm not the dude who brag. They be on the cat, trying to get to where Northern California at. They know it's long and fat, and they got to get it. It's the summertime, baby, wanna stop and visit. And this is not a gimmick, cause I get we having fun in the sun down in Gotham City.
It's about to be a party, asking for.
My goons ain't even out on no murk assignment. No dirt, no violin, on a positive mission. Plus, bruh, here we don't like a lot of attention. And we gon' stop in Richmond and pick up Jamea, then Lonson, and then double back to Vallejo. And everybody fool from all this good eating. It's so thick out here, it look like a hood meeting. Ace him up to your grease in City, Jimmy Black, AOA, begging EJ to give him a track. Wayne Bird and Billy over there drinking hen. Dion got the dice breaking big again. Lil Rob, RC Deuce, Devil, my cousin Maul. We unstoppable, baby, that's why I'm loving y'all.
It's about to be a party, asking for a
these red bones to that dookie brand. I'm at everything moving, I'm a Gucci hand. So if that booty round, you got a gang of ends, man, I'm activity's fine. My name is Ren, and how the day gon' end, nobody really know. My cousins that have the pillow suckers, body full of hoes. And everybody on their toes, every second to the minute. Even my female cousins gon' be checking your chin. They only letting you in, you playing with a few meal. This California thing, man, is way too real. In the Bay, they do kill for the guns and crime. But it tends to slow down around the summertime.
About to be a party, asking for a
yeah. joint right there was called All Day. That's that new joint that my man Renacizi is pushing. That joint right there is that summer joint. Get the barbecue, the grill out. You know what I'm saying? You washing your car. The sun is beaming. Shorty's got the Daisy Dukes on. We getting it in. Crack it up, crack it up, crack it out. Get your body on. We in the building. That right there was All Day. That's that summer crack, man. All day, every day, we getting it in on Lush Radio Online. We talking about the Transformers review. We talking about the new, the new world order. And we talking about what is your ghetto moment. Pam. We going to go to the phone lines and see if our wonderful, our world famous DJ, the world renowned DJ Hustle is in the building.
What's up with you, Lush? I'm in traffic right now on the 405 freeway, pushing
it, man. You can never hustle hard enough, pimping.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? You did.
You know what I'm saying. So what's the weather looking like out there, player?
In California, it's 72 degrees right now, Fahrenheit. The weather's cool. A little cloud in the sky, but it's cool right now. You know what I mean? You can't even get mad at it.
That's what it is, man. Don't quit your day job, though. Don't ain't nobody ask you to sing, homie. For real, don't do that again.
Hey. You crazy, Lush.
For real, you know what I'm saying? We get it in all day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is for the ghetto children out there in the streets, man. We love y'all, man. We get it in all day. You know what I'm saying? You know, you heard that new joint from Renacizi, man, my home Dizzle. You know what I'm saying? You know, all day, always shutting it up. You know what I'm saying? For the people out there in the streets, man. They ain't never scared, but he ain't never scared. He wakes them up. He shakes them up, flips them up, rub it down. Oh, no. But you know.
Good video.
You know what I'm saying? And we playing some new music, you know what I'm saying, from these up-and-coming artists, man. Definitely giving y'all that fire, man. So how you feel about the all-day joint, you know, from Renacy, man? Because, you know, you the world renowned, you know what I'm saying? Hustle, that's that summer joint right there, you know?
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Summertime with the first Prince and Jazzy Jeff, you know what I mean? It was a cool little vibe with it. That's a radio cut right there. That's an early club joint right there when you come in the club and that song is on. They just want to bob your head. Look at the sexy ladies at the table. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You want to bring out the pork and beans, you know what I'm saying? Sardines.
And the hot links, man. Let's get it cracking.
You know what I'm saying? You want to bring out the hot dog, storm on the grill, you know what I'm saying, and party all day, you know what I'm saying?
It's some hot sauce are cracking, man. It's some greens, some collard greens. Oh, man, it's over with.
You know what I'm saying? You going to go get the Huggy juices and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Wait for the ice cream truck, you know what I'm saying? Get you some Icy's, you know what I'm saying? All day.
Italian Icy's? Aw, damn. Some Italian Icy's master track. You know what's going on with cracking with that one, Pippin.
For real, you know what I'm saying? We get it in all day, man. Y'all can call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to check this out, man. We're going to see if this is our surprise caller faking, trying to act like they trying to listen on the show. What's up, man? You know I'm going to pull you in. What's up?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Take off your wig. Take off your wig and put a wave cap on. Stop playing with your wig, man. Take the wig off and wave cap on. Come on, man. It's Cali.
This is DJ Green Doodoo.
What's up, DJ Green Doodoo? What's up with you, homie?
And I'm a new DJ for Lush Radio Online. DJ Hustle is a perpetrator.
Nah. The official DJ we got is DJ Hustle. We don't have no DJ Green Doodoo. What's up?
DJ Green Doodoo in the house.
Hey, Green, you sound like Mickey Mouse, homie. What's up with you? Hey, DJ Green Doodoo, how you feel about that All Day song by Renacy, Doodoo?
I like that song. It was
like
okay. You can just call me DJ GDD.
What's that GD?
GDD.
What is GDD?
GDD.
Green Doodle. Oh, my bad.
And also, when you get stuff wrong, it also stands for God damn it, darn it.
Green Doodle sound like Mickey Mouse, dog. For real.
What's the Pluto or somebody?
Green Doodle, what kind of timetables you got over there, Green Doodle?
Green Doodle has the fabulous green turntable, heavily on the wheels of steel. Since my name is Green Doodle, both of my turntables look like the top two Camels.
Yeah. Green Doodle, man, we got to thank you for calling, man. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you calling through, but I don't think Lush Radio will ever have a DJ called DJ Green Doodle ever in their life. We want
to. Well, I'll go by the name DJ GDD. How about that? In the meantime, in between time, call me GDD.
I think the Mickey Mouse show is over with, man. That Green Doodle was a turd. Flush it out the toilet, man. Come on now, quick. With the quick
we got to flush him down the toilet. Click. Oh, man, DJ Green Doodle, man. Thank you so much, DJ Green Doodle, for calling in. Caller from the 240. You're live in the building with the one, the only DJ Hustle. You can never hustle hard enough along with your girl, Lushy Lush. You are now in the building.
What's up? Cardi, yeah, man.
What's up, Cardi? Stop calling on the phone. Trying to act like, you know what I'm saying, you're sexy as Rico Suave on the line. What's up,
homie? I got a little Rico in me. Suave. I'm chilling like a villain. What's poppin', huh? I had Green Doodle and stuff. What's that about? Did I come in on the wrong shit?
Man, yeah, but you said it right the first time I heard you pull back on it, but yeah.
I came in on the wrong shit.
Yeah, we had to hitch him off at the radio station, hang up on it, you know what I mean? He was flushing his little bad breath ass down the toilet.
I don't know what that was about, man. That was kind of South Parkish and shit.
Yeah, man, probably Mickey Mouse in between with Pluto and things, man. I'm like, man, come on, man. Time to get ready. Let's start here, Pippin.
Yeah, man. What's poppin'?
DJ man, I don't know. DJ Green Doodle be trying to get his shine on, man. I don't know.
He's a frequent caller.
Yeah, man.
He's calling a lot, man.
He be trying to get on, man. He just be trying to get his little shine on, man. They said his timetable kind of broke down, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but they call him DJ Green Doodle.
Maybe he eat too much greens or something, and he come out with some green stuff.
That's how Green Doodle sound.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he
sound,
dog.
No puberty.
Ain't no hair on the nuts at all. Sound like he got
jumped, and they just stomped him all up in the nuts.
I thought it was Michael Jackson at first. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, they had a quadruple some stomp on his nuts. Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, man. Y'all stupid, man. So, Cartier, man, tell the people where you repping, man, and you know what I'm saying.
DMV, man. I'm in this DMV movement heavy, man. You know, Capitol Heights all the way in Northeast. That's where you find me at, man.
For real, man. We about to get into, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard Hottest in the Hood, right? And y'all heard Heartless before when I played Heartless, you know what I'm saying? That remix that Cardi did. And y'all was like, y'all sure that wasn't Kanye? Nah, man. That man took Kanye's song and freaked it, man, and made it his own. So we about to play Hottest in the Hood with Cardi. He just took it and flipped it. This dude is infamous for flipping songs, man.
This is the DMV version, Hottest in the Hood, featuring Cartier, Kingpin Slim, Mo Chip, Southie Slim, and White Folks. Hottest in the Hood DMV remix on Lush Radio Online. You already know.
Yes, sir.
DMV. Are you ready?
This is the remix.
I'm the hottest in the hood. I can go anywhere in the DMV. Homeboy, I'm good. Don't you wish you could? So what you figure?
out, act sure. The slack in my hand, city on my back, a bad boy. I'm shine like Biggie on the track. I ad lib like Diddy on the track. Get straight like Mace with the semi on the mat. I'm Cal Ripken, throwing a fastball at you pitchers. Get it? Did you catch that? This here is MLB rap. Running one over your head like a baseball cap.
Horn in it, a Sunday. Slim Willie beaming. I spit like the Serengeti, hot for no reason. Even in the wintertime, every time I spit around. Eating on the track like it's goddamn dinner time. The Southeast so underrated. To say I'm just good is an understatement. I'm here to stay, man, y'all should face it. And if you can't see that, then you need LASIK. And that's my thesis, not being facetious. I'm so sick like I need Jesus. We backstabbers, we cut niggas back. Make them cut the shit, then cut them no slack.
And the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. And the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. And the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. I'm the hottest nigga in the hood.
Complication in my life, man. Not my bowels. Not my bowels either. That's Mr. Doodle.
You might
want to call DJ Doodle.
Yeah, Doodle will be like, on a turntable time, mix it up for you, man.
Nah, man. All right, whip Doodle ass.
He might slide some shit on you. You never know.
What up, what up? What's up, hustle, hustle?
Man, trying to get my mash on, man. You know how I feel. You know how I do it, man. I'm mashing right now.
Yeah, man. You got a mash, man.
I put my mash on.
Mash.
So I'm going to go ahead and mash on doo-doo in a minute.
You got it. Okay. Make sure you sanitize it, baby. Sanitize yourself, man.
Yeah, I got some gloves on.
Doo-doo got toxins. It got toxins in it, man. Might come out looking like the dude with the umbrella in the swamp.
Yeah, man. I have to put my hard hat on and my gloves on, man, and get on him. You know what I mean? I got glasses. Go grab him by the back of his neck. Slip and slide with him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I got to slip and slide with him.
That's what's up, man. Damn.
I'm on the radio with a slip and slide bull crap. You know what I mean? I got to grab him by the back of the nuts.
Oh,
dry
shit.
A little bit.
Damn.
We got our man, you know what I'm saying, Thugalicious, to give us that ghetto view on Transformers and stuff, man, that's going to be coming through in a few, you know what I'm saying, Thugalicious.
That thing leaked too.
Yeah, man, they leaked that. Man, they starting to leak everything, man. Like that Drag Me to Hell was on bootleg, but that joint was leaked, but that joint wasn't worth spending your money on, for real, real talk. I put an official stamp on it. That joint was some garbage.
The game
regardless
has changed.
Of the movie, it's like, regardless of it, if it leaks out or not, you're going to go to a movie and see it anyway. It can leak out.
Drag Me to Hell with some garbage, dog. For all them people that spent y'all money, y'all stupid.
No, I mean, for Transformers, though, if that was leaked out, people saw it before they leaked it out, cool, because you know damn well, once you see it on DVD, you want to go see it in the movies.
That's true though. But Transformers, you can't even look at that joint on no bootleg, man. You got to go and see the whole full caption of that in the movie theater, like with the surround. You gotta be in there, man. Cause I mean, Optimus Prime, Transformers, more than BTI. Yo,
you crazy, man.
Yo. Transformers, I'm gonna tell you, it was a highly anticipated movie. You know what I'm saying? Just like how the Wolverine origin joint was. I'm telling you, this was highly anticipated. You know what I'm saying? It came out today, man. Y'all, I'm gonna warn y'all people out there though. When you take your kids in there, that stuff is not rated PG, homie. There was some dogs was humping each other on the joint. You know what I'm saying? You had people using, you know what I'm saying, talking about scrotums and stuff. And, you know, so I just want to advise you before you take your children. There's some kind of raunchy stuff they saying in there. I was kind of shocked. I mean, you got the Optimus Prime and some of them Autobots talking reckless over that joint. So,
hey, Lush.
Yeah.
Yo, I got Terrence Holland on the phone. Hold on. Hey, Terrence, you in there? Hey, man. This Lush Radio, man.
Is this time
for? Yeah, man. I'm calling in, man. Yo, I should have been in the movie, too, man.
What the hell?
You know what I'm saying, man? I should have been in the movie, too. It's hard here for a pimp, man.
I don't know. What's up, man? I don't know, man. I don't know if that's an impression you was trying to do a Terrence Howard, but that sucks, man. Get off the phone.
No, man. Yo, man, look, nigga, man. Look, man. It's really Terrence Howard, man. Look, I should have been in the movie. They didn't want to put me in the motherfucking Iron Man, man.
Oh, man. Hey, Terrence, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You got to work on it, man. I don't know what's going on. But anyway,
look,
back to Transformers.
No, man.
Transformers again. We talking about Transformers. So for y'all fans out there that's going to take your kids, watch out now. They doing a little profanity up in there. And I was shocked out my mind, but I ain't going to lie. It was kind of funny. Because some of them Autobots was kind of ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Doing their little ghetto spill on there. And I was like, you sure them Autobots ain't black? You know what I'm saying? So, It was some real stuff, man, so definitely, you know what I'm saying, check out Transformers. It was a hot joint, man. I give it, like, 5 stamps, you know what I'm saying? It's a 50 stamp, you know what I'm saying? I give it 5 stamps, you know, my man Thugalicious will come on later and tell us how he felt about the joint, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we talking about, you know, that New World Order, and we talking about, you know, the most ghettoest moment, man. So Cardi, man, I got a question, man. What is one of your ghettoest moments in your life, man?
Ghettoest moments in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a rack of them drinks. I give you a funny one. Back in 2003, I met a girl off the chat line, right, in the ghetto, Lincoln Heights. And she said she was this and she was that. Ass was fat, but when I saw her in person, her ass was flat. Her face was chubby. She had a booty do. She looked like a 17-year-old Uncle Scrooge.
Damn.
She had a wobble with her. Like a pig. I just came out, she came out of the car, man. I'm like, oh, shit. That was some ghetto shit. And it was funny because I'm like, damn. This motherfucker said she looked like, it kind of reminded me of remember Friday?
Uh-huh,
the whole Freddie Jackson looked like Freddie Jackson shit. It was like the closest thing to a reality version of that shit.
Whoa.
It was crazy, man. It was ghetto shit. That's a ghetto for you, man. She blew my phone up after that so much. I was like, god damn. And she still called me to this day. To this day, it's 2009. She finds my ass, like, if it's on MySpace or something, she will find my ass. And she be like, what's up? I'm just hook up with Green Doodoo.
You need to hook up with Green Doodoo, for real, man. They would have to be a love match in heaven. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, that's a Cartier ghetto moment.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lincoln Heights. My niggas out in Lincoln Heights and shit, you know what I'm saying? But crazy.
Yeah. What was your ghetto moment? What's the most ghettoest moment in your life?
My ghetto moment is I was DJing a party with some friends of mine, and they're very, very, very freaking cheap. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, dude, we got to, but we know how, you know, we know what we need to pay you. But all we can afford is a couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool. So I was there from like 10 a.m. to like 11 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, damn it, 24 hours, damn it. So I get instead of getting cash, I get a check and some food stamps. So I got $100 in food stamps and a check for $250, right? So I had no idea about no damn food stamps. So long story short, the check bounced, of course. On top of the fact, you need an ID to get food stamps, so basically I was out of luck. So that was my situation. The food stamp, I need an ID for the food stamps, and the check bounced, and the homie moved. So when I finally caught up with that fool, he was like, oh, homie, come on, man, you know, my bad. You did a great job at the party. My girl who had the food stamps, I ain't with her no more, and I'm talking about the check, homie. Can I get a rain check on it? So long story short, I didn't get paid. But that's why I don't take checks. I take credit cards. I take credit cards and no food stamps.
Yeah, shout out to all the ghetto people in the world, man. Ghetto moment. That was DJ Hustle's ghetto moment.
Hey, believe me, it was ghetto.
So, Renesisi, you live in the building, man. What is your ghetto moment?
I don't know. Probably right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm politicking with y'all and, you know, smacking on some junk food right now. I don't know, man. Who knows, man? It's not
ghetto
proper.
30.
It's probably not proper radio etiquette either, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm in the building. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening with you, pimpin'?
Man, you know, I'm just coming in, little daddy. That's it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you missed Green Beauty earlier. Hey, Lush. Hey, Lush. I got another little. Hey, you missed DJ Green Beauty earlier. He was talking about your dad, too. He said when he sees you, he'll take your records from you.
Is that dude real?
Yeah, man, he called in earlier.
For real? All right, man, well. Well, invite him on in. Look, DJ, DJ Green Doodoo, man, myspace.com/Rendacy, man. Rendacy at yahoo.com. Get at me, Pimp.
Wow. Wow. You know?
No.
Oh, man. The ghettoest moment, man. The ghettoest moment in my life, man, was when Showcat asked me out on a date, right? He asked me out on a date. You know, I was a little younger, and I, you know, I came up there, and, you know, Shorty was like, yeah, we could go to the movies, man. We could go to the movies. I'm like, all right, bet. Asked me out to the movies. I was like, well, I want to stay close to the facility. Let's just go get something to eat real quick, right? So we over here at Applebee's, right? And I knew something was wrong because he ordered water off the break, right? So I knew something was wrong, right? He was looking kind of nervous. I was like, come on, homie. For real, what's going on, man? What are you in your pocket, homie? He said, I got $20. What? You got $20? What else you going to do with $20? He's like, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, we was going to go to the movies off $20. I said, I don't know what decades you living in. What if I wanted some condiments and stuff? You know, maybe if I wanted some.
He was trying to take you on a triple M shot.
Whoa.
You don't
something
know
going
that
down.
You.
Thanks. All right. So then, you know, say I got ghetto with it. I said, look, we're going to work it out, pimping. I said, you know what? I'm going to get the sampler off the menu, right? Give me a soda, right? And you know what I'm saying? He said, oh, I said, you hungry? He said, nah, I ain't hungry. You can eat that, right? So homeboy said, you know, I left him with at least $11 worth so he could get back on the bus or wherever he came from, you know what I'm saying, to get where he needed to be. You know what I'm saying? I tried to be rich, so I got, you know, try to economize with the $20 and stretch it out, trying to make it out of 15 cents, you know what I'm saying? So we got the sample. Mind you, homeboy said he didn't want no food, man. But I said, you want a wing, man? That nigga almost ate half of that joint before the thing was over. I was like, God damn. That was the
damn
ever. Said, never me. $2.
That was a cheap moment, too.
Wow.
Shout out to all them $20 can-ass dudes out there that's trying to take girls out on dates off of $20. What decade are you living in, for real? Let's get it together, man. Step your game up.
I think some of them living in California.
Right.
Some of them living in the DMV, too, man.
Some of them live right here in Northern Cali.
Yeah, really, though.
Hey, Cardi, I know you know some friends that be on some old. Some of them don't even bring no money.
What's that?
So I said some people take a chick out on a date and don't even bring no money.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you take, hey, shit, I might be one of them.
Man.
You paying for my
me,
shit.
I mean, yeah, you got to go Dutch, you know what I'm saying? You pay for yours, I pay for mine.
Shorty, you like me, Shorty? You like me? Take me out to eat.
Right.
It's 2009. Y'all motherfuckers are independent. You listen to Destiny Child and shit.
Triple
Beyonce
inside
and shit. Take
movies,
me out,
McDonald's,
man,
in the motel parking lot.
Take me out to eat.
Back it in. You got to back your car in and get your boogie on in the parking lot of the Motel 6.
Well, they always leave the light on. You did?
Yeah. And get the camera.
Y'all dumb as hell. Hold up, so how the hell you going to have the money for the Motel 6 if you don't even got money to even, you know, eat at
no,
a
no,
damn.
See, rewind. Motel parking lot. Motel parking lot. Motel parking lot, which means you're not actually going into the motel. You let the seat down.
No, you're in the back seat. Back to the throne.
Triple M shot. Movies, McDonald's, and that motel parking lot.
Get that TP treatment.
God damn it, man.
I'm gonna be honest though. Like I know it's kind of off the subject, but I do the balance thing with a female. You feel me? She invests in me, I invest in her. You know what I'm saying? We like me and a woman got to be like two companies merging. You dig? She got to invest in my company. and I invest in hers. But she got to definitely invest in my company.
But I want to ask you fellas on the line, who should invest first when you're doing an initial meet and greet, man? Who should invest first?
For me, whoever initiate the date should pay. So if a female say, let's go out, she should pay.
Yeah, and females actually like paying. If they like you, they pay.
Yeah.
It's when they don't like you like that. When they bored and just want something to do to get out the house, then that's when they don't pay.
Tell me.
That's when they like you have to pay. But if they like you, they'll pay for your company.
What?
Because I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. What? Okay. Okay, Noriega.
So y'all gonna tell me that basically women love to pay for men?
No, I didn't say that. I said if a female likes you like that, she has no problem breaking any type of bread for you. It's the same as a dude. If a dude really likes a woman, he would take out, spoil all that. But it's like. Yeah, but he gotta mess with her like that though.
But in the meantime, right? In the meantime, what do I look like taking women back to the 50s and you know what I'm saying and paying their way and all of that? You know what I'm saying? I know they're independent now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to strip them of that.
Single women.
Yeah, they love that. They love that independent thing. So yeah, let's let them be independent.
Take women back to the 50s. You know what I'm saying? We in a new millennium now. You know what I'm saying? I could be treated and greeted. Holla.
What about the ones
that want to
be, that are old-fashioned then?
Ain't no old-fashioned people now. Unless they old.
If a woman is old-fashioned, I suggest she update her software.
Yeah. She need to get Windows Vista times 3.
Yeah, because you can't be trying to use DOS right now, the new millennium. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not happening, Jack.
Oh, man.
Just know that old school shit is played out, man. It's a new breed. It's crazy.
So what is this new dating breed then? Tell me the mindset, since all you guys are men. Tell me the mindset of a woman now, since you guys know women so well.
It's different mindset. It's not one particular mindset. Everybody's different. But it's a common part. It's where it appears common. It seems like it's more like a more lustful type of generation. Like everybody just want to fuck. I meant get it in, my bad. Get it in. and it's like people like up more upfront with it. Remember, the people used to be like ashamed to be freaky, ashamed to be quote unquote hoes. Now it's like whatever.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? And a few years ago, people would hide that, like, oh, they would hide the fact that they freaky. Or now it's like, I respect a girl if she freaky. If she comes off the break and be like, oh yeah, let's get a pop, because now it's like she's not lying to me. She's not fake. Like it's some girls that know they want to get it in, right? But they'll wait, like play a waiting game. Like I'm gonna wait. I don't want him to think I'm a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I think you a liar because you know you want to fuck me, bitch. you know you want to fuck me.
And in the words of Blackstreet, hoes only short for honey.
Yeah.
I mean, black sheep. I'm sorry, not Blackstreet. Black sheep. Hoes only short for honey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, that's how it is though, but I don't really have to fall back from that because it's too much. Like in this city right here, it's a lot going on. So like I'm looking for like the right woman and all that because it's scary, man. Nowadays I don't even. That's another thing. The fact that it's too lustful, everything else goes up.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the STD alert, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really dig it. I gotta choose wildly because now it's so easy to get it now. It's like it's always been easy, but now it's easier to get sex. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who's out there paying for sex nowadays. If they are, then I feel sorry for you. It's so easy to get it now. That it's scary. It's so easy to get. It's scary though. It's like, damn, it's that easy to get it. Like. What are you trying to? You trying to give me something? That's why it's so easy. Like I be paranoid about shit like that. So
easy to get, harder to lose it.
Yeah.
So what is it going on? We had that voice on the DMV. How is it out there in Cali then?
Well, I mean, it ain't no different. You know what I'm saying? It's no different, man. You know what I'm saying? That like especially when you start to look at the demographics for the drug rate, you know what I'm saying? STDs, the HIV rate is out of control out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I don't have the actual factuals, you know, so maybe Hustle got the, he probably got more clamps on the actuals, but I don't know. I'm seeing, he might know. He might be doing more research, you know what I'm saying? I just know, I'm not acquainted with the actual stats, but I know they high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely high. It's definitely a national thing. It's global, for real, for real.
Yeah, it's ugly right now.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how they get down in Hong Kong, but, you know, I'm pretty sure they got their little STD thing, too.
It's ugly. Mm-hmm. It's
real. Hashitashi and this shit. They more disciplined, though. They probably don't even, I don't know. It seems like they just, I don't know, man.
Man, this is, but see, I know the countries, man. I mean, it's probably STDs, but you know, they got a different value system for sex. They got a different value system.
Value system for
the whole relationship thing.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that's true, man. And
you
know,
make your family look bad, you become a hoe, whether you a man or a woman.
America is just crazy, and plus we so young as a country, like. We the youngest country, even though, you know what I'm saying, it's old, but it's still the youngest country out of all the other ones in the world. So we got a lot of, it's crazy for us, man. We the most spoiled, we the most free, so we do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
we crazy.
You know, and they're not young people. Young people think they know it all, so.
Yeah.
That's America for you. Be young and think they know it all.
That's
out of control. It's ugly.
When we come back, we're going to come back from, this is called Do the Fool With It. You know what I'm saying? This joint right here is from Renna CZ. Y'all heard that joint from Cardi, man, the hottest in the hood. You got to play Do the Fool With It, man, from Renna CZ, man. This joint crazy right here. This is definitely a club banger. Push, thrust. Hey, don't tell me you ain't going to be saying that after I've done this joint, man. It's crazy. When we come back, we're going to chop it up. With my man's live in the building, all my men in the building, Renna CZ Cartier and DJ Hustle. We talking about that too, talking about that ish. You already know what it is, man. Transformers, Warren and Beastie.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online. What's up, queen? You really looking fine tonight. Them jeans got that ass really shining bright. I know it's dark up in this pitch black room, and that booty is standing out just like a big fat moon. And I wouldn't mind gripping it with both palms. The way you kicking on the floor is looking so calm. But stop trying to look so reserved, cause tonight is the night for you to show them curves. I know you got it, I can see it in your attitude. It would've changed up your mood if you had to do. Behind you and get the grinding on your butt, and get the gripping on them hips like you wanna. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these cats that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these ladies that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these cats that you know what to do with it. And gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these ladies that you know what to do with it.
Don't tell me that it's not the truth, cause I spent my whole verse playing Dr. Ruth. And it's a big ass crowd, so once you go in it, and the song will be over in one more minute.
Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these cats that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these ladies that you know what to do with it. Gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these cats that you know what to do with it. And gonna get on the floor and do the fool with it, and show these ladies that you know what to do with it.
Hustle along with Runner CZ, along with Cartier, DMV's own, and we got the DMV and we got the West Coast in the building. We getting it cracking all day, every day, man. That's that. Do the fool with it, Runner CZ. Push, thrust, push.
Yeah, you know how my man said, and you already know.
Yeah.
You feel it? I'll let you play.
That joint right there, man, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna
I had your royalty check in the mail for you, man.
You're crazy, dog. You're crazy, man.
Yeah.
You already know. Well, that's a signature right there, man. I love that shit, man. That push thrust joint right there, that joint is crazy right there. How you think? What you think about that, Cardi?
Yeah, that's a banger, man. That's crazy. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of them fun, you go wild and get drunk and wild the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? One of them type of drinks.
That's what it was meant for. Shout out to Turf Talk, too, man. That's E-40's artist, man, featured on there, man.
Yeah, what's turfy, up, sir?
Turfy, holla, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun record, man. Fun drink.
I'm just definitely hoping that, you know, not too many females, you know what I'm saying, get humped on the dance floor when they hear that song. Not a lot of boners are going to be going down.
The females might start humping on top of the niggas.
Straight up.
Spider women in and shit. You know what I'm saying? For real, that's one of them super crunk drinks.
But it's, you know, it's about your confidence and your demeanor and sometimes your caliber.
True. True that.
You know what I'm saying? That determines what type of women and all that's going to be attracted to you up in the club. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
So.
Oh man, that's definitely the truth, man. So the next segment that we're talking about is basically the new world order, fellas.
Uh-oh.
The new world order, man. It's a deep situation, man. A lot of people try to care and act like they don't really know what's going on, but there's a new world order. There's a total world behind the world that we see the world as today. And we see the government as our so-called government, but is it really a government? That's the question. And also the holy hustle. When did the church become a form of control? When did the church, you know, start having, you know, ATM machines and the pastor flying jets and all that stuff? When did all that happen? Somebody inform me and let me know. The New World Order. Fellas, speak on it.
That's been happening for years. That's been happening for so long. We just was young and didn't know no better.
I'm just
been like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that with a lot of teachings. Schools being one of them. Like a lot of people graduate from school and be broke. You know what I'm saying? Because of the money for education and just like that. And it's crazy because preachers don't have to pay tax at all. All their money is our donations. You know what I'm saying? So they get a lot of money. And they get, like, say, like, three services. Some of them get, like, every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? So And you only people with tax-free money. So it's like, you got good, don't get me wrong, you have good ones out there, but there's a lot of them is like, you know, it's a nice hustle, man. And it's crazy because it misleads a lot of people. Some of them don't even, like, pay your rent when you need it. And like people that's members in church and can't even get their rent paid, and they paying this dude, like, weekly. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad to me, man, that you brainwash people and use God for, you know, the reason why and all that. Like, you can read the Bible yourself for real and study that shit. But it's kind of like a form of pimp type. You know how a pimp makes a hoe, sell her body and all that? It's hypnotizing. It's real, like, real stuff. Like, you can really, like, make a person do and feel crazy, like, all type of different ways with words.
So, but somebody had told me a long time ago, they said, you know, the Catholic Church, you know, the pimping and the hoeing actually came from the Catholic Church, actually.
Probably did. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what I heard. Somebody had said, you know, don't quote me on this now.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear that, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. This is, in this world, nothing, like, I don't doubt nothing. Anything is possible. So,
it's just I don't understand how, like, you got some churches that you have some good pastors that are doing what they're supposed to do, and you know that they actually care about.
Can I pause you real quick? Because that's the issue, right? Let's define that. What's doing you? What is doing what you're supposed to do? What is that? Because I'm sure every pastor got a different outlook, and all of them feel like they're doing what they're supposed to do, even the ones that's getting money. So let's define it. Let's stop right there. That's a good segment right there, or to interject and dissect that right there. What is
you want
to
answer that, Lush?
You want me to answer it, or y'all want to answer?
Go ahead. You answer, Lush. I mean, anybody for real, but I think it was directed towards you because you got interrupted.
Yeah, it's all good. Come on, Lush. Let's get the feedback.
Well, to me, you know, this is a personal opinion. It's not fact. You know, I feel that if you, because basically the word itself is a word, something that you interpret yourself as an individual. There is no middle mediator for whatever your spirituality or faith is to that higher power. So basically, you know, I feel like the pastor of the congregation is supposed to basically deliver the word to the individuals and also, you know, be aware of what's going on in their congregation, at least know who they are, and deliver the message and be able to basically, you know, be that person that you know, their congregation can go to. But when most congregations, when you're in there and you only know the people as basically being a number or who's giving $500 in donations, and, you know, you don't know, these people are, like, sacrificing their house and their rent and their bills in order to just make sure that they keep their tithes or keep the faith with you, and you can't even help them if a family passes or their funeral, if they can't afford it. I have a problem with that. I don't feel like that's right. When you're sitting there and you have ATMs in your church, when you're sitting there and you have jets and you're sitting there and you're getting tax-free money, you know, and you cannot sit here and tell me, you know, all this money is going to charity because you're not doing nothing for your congregation.
True.
Wow. I mean,
but
you know
what?
Go ahead.
Everything like that.
The main thing about that was what's the right thing and what's the wrong thing?
The wrong thing that I said is when you are not aware who is in your congregation and when you're manipulating bits and pieces of the word, the Bible, and using it to your advantage.
Okay.
Well, see, they go back to what my man, since we talking about this, I'm going to refer to him as Brother Cardi. What Brother Cardi was saying earlier is, you know, reading the Bible for yourself is, I think I have to agree with the dude. That's first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Because why sit and wait or go to, why wait till Sunday or wait till Monday or whatever when Bible study is and when all that? Why even wait? Why wait to have somebody interpret it for you? When you have the ability, Bibles don't cost that much. As a matter of fact, you can go to a hotel, motel, and steal you one.
And that's the truth. That's the truth.
I think like church is like the concert for old people. You know what I'm saying? Like they that's how they go there and get a good show, good choir. But don't get me wrong.
No, I mean go ahead. You preaching now?
Don't get me wrong don't get me wrong. Like I'm not knocking church because I grew up in the church. You know what I'm saying? But it's like when I get older. And I start reading the stuff, and I start experiencing things, and I start comparing and contrasting. It gets interesting towards, like, I see stuff differently. So it's like you have people that are gifted. Like, the Bible is, like, written in metaphors. And some people, like, the average person is not that bright.
Mm-hmm.
So you got preachers that go to school so they can simplify the Bible for people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They read the Bible, like, the metaphors is written in, and they can explain it better to a person that's not so English, you know what I'm saying, like Englishly gifted with the metaphors and breaking it down. So you got people that actually are good speakers, and they really are good, like preachers with the word. They can make it so you can understand it. They can touch you with it. And there's people that really are gifted at that. And those people, you know what I'm saying, they out there, and they making money. Some of them aren't, but there's people out there that's gifted with that. So, but there's other people that just, they do it as a hustle. And it's like, telling you, man, it's scary because it's like a lot of these people out here in the churches is like so some devil type shit. You know what I'm saying.
Well, what I want to hear from Hustle, because Hustle was in the church too. So let me hear from Hustle.
I feel what you're saying, man. I grew up in a church all my life, man. And actually, I'm an usher at church, and I do the boards of the music at church. And What I understand is back in the day, it was a reverend called Reverend Durong. You know what I'm saying? This dude sitting on some gold, dating in a Cadillac, and sleeping on people's wives and things. So that's one thing you shouldn't be doing. If you're going to have someone come to your church and try to get your gain on them by stealing somebody's wife or cheating on your lady, then you shouldn't be in the church. It's churches out here right now that do a good job
and,
you know, by explaining to you what's going on. I mean, I knew from the giddy-up what church was about because I grew up in it.
Yeah.
And I left church for a while because I wanted to do my own thing. And it turned me back around because I feel that if I kept doing the wrong thing, I would be on the phone with y'all right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not knocking the church, and I ain't knocking nobody who don't go to church. It takes for you to wake up. And it's because somebody reads to you a Bible and have a good, you know, who can also talk to you with that articulate voice, you got to be careful. Very careful.
Yeah.
There's wolves in church right now. It's probably
some
wolves in
my
church.
I said that earlier. Yeah. There's wolves
in
church.
But
every time you go someplace, huh? Go ahead,
but isn't the church supposed to be like a temple for sinful souls anyway?
Look, see, what we don't need to touch on, right?
I'm not trying to knock. Let's not have knock church day because there's people out there.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was gonna say. I'm not getting.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on so much with preachers and churches what they shouldn't do. We should be focused on what they should do, right? Because the Bible for those who subscribe to the Bible, right, or subscribe to the Bible's word knows.
Right.
The Bible explains what you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Right.
So we should be talking about, because I look at it like, I look at a pastor like this. I don't mean to cut you off, Lush, but I look at a pastor, right? When you apply for a job, right? They give you a job description, right? And you apply for that job based on that job description. So all I'm seeing is pastors need to be able to, you know, present a job description. So what are the essential functions of this job? What is your main? What is you supposed to be doing?
Right, I got you.
You know what I mean? Give me a verbal or written job description of what your
his main. I tell you what it is, Oren. His main job description is.
You know what I'm saying?
The preacher's main job description is spreading the word of God and making people feel at home. Now, when it comes to tithes, you pay 10%, which is a little bit of that. So if you miss your tithes and you try to say, "Oh, I can pay my rent," it's not. it's not for giving the pastor. It's for giving tithe to the church, giving your tithe to God.
Yes, it is. Okay. Where in the Bible do we say 10%? I know back then they would sacrifice a goat or a sheep.
I think when it says when like that tithe thing, I think it's more of a spiritual thing. Like you have to make sacrifices with, like you got to give up something to get something type.
I understand that.
I don't think it's a money type of thing. I think it's more deeper than that.
Where did the number 10% come in? Where did that come from?
Oh, I don't know about the 10% thing. That's
been going on. Go ahead, Lars.
I mean, but that don't make it right, just because it be going on for years. That's we trying to get to the bottom. You feel me? Child molestation been going on for years, too. But that ain't right.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, what up, man? You stop that, baby.
In the Bible, it states that you're supposed to pay 10%. But you got some churches that have taken that to the next level, and they got like 50 million tithes at the church. How you go to a church and you ask them for 5 different tithes? Like, that doesn't make sense. Then you got the churches that basically, like, force you, and you basically, oh, well, for all those people that's putting in the 500 tithes, it should be ranked as a class. When they start separating you in the class of how much money you have, I think that's a problem.
See, you got the wrong church if you feel that way.
Yeah,
if you feel that you got to give, then you got the wrong church. It's not about... You got to give. It's about if you want to give, you can. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to. You know what I'm saying? I pay my tithes once a month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. And I don't get looked upon bad because I don't pay my tithes on time. It's come as you are. You can wear a hat. You know what? In my church, it's a lot of alcoholics, recovering alcoholics. It's a lot of old school cats who on drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got ex-gang bangers up in that mall. You know, you got a gang people up in there who ain't really right, who try to get right.
Yeah.
So you can't expect for them cats who live in a sober living home to fork out $400, you know what I'm saying? Because they got to pay for their living expenses. So it's like, it's come as you are, come get the word of God, and that's in a nutshell.
I agree with that.
If your church is so big that you can't know who's in your church, and you ask everybody to pay you a gang of money, something wrong.
Yeah, it ain't like some churches are so human. Like, it's churches around where I live at that like, look like castles.
Right.
So it's so big. I'm like, wow. This like this has to be like a multi-million-dollar church. It's so big.
That is just like crazy, huh?
Yeah. I'm like,
Actually, the mortgage on that probably already been paid because it's been there for so long, since you know the 1800s. Because you know, if you think about it, the Eastern Seaboard is probably one of the oldest seaboards in our America. So that's already paid for. You know, I mean, all they do is keep the upkeep on it. You got shit. Ain't no mortgage on that.
But this is what I don't understand. If you got over $500,000, you know, places, and I know a couple churches that own property, own business and all that. And what I don't understand is, we got children that are homeless out here. We got people that are homeless out here. But they say they're the church, and I ain't never seen them do one thing to help the homeless or do some community activities, right? So what I'm trying to figure out is, where is all of this money going? You know what I'm saying? Like, they preach all of this, that, and the third, but yet they turn their own congregation away if they need, you know, help with certain situations. That's what I don't understand.
What happens is, when you go to church, it's like they always tell you, don't be boastful, don't be arrogant, and don't try to be vain about things. So sometimes in certain churches, what they do is they do it secretly. They don't go around saying, oh, I'm a great Christian, and I got to show that I'm doing something in this community. Now, there's some churches that do that, but they're not really doing good in the community. So depending on what church you go to, some churches won't say a word. They just go out and do it. Feed the homeless on weekends, car wash. Sister so-and-so, because her house don't need to be paid. You know, stuff like that. It happens. But you're not supposed to be boastful. Now, you got other churches that do that.
It's boastful, but there's some kind of recognition, you know, that they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them are pocketing the money. And a lot of churches have been closed down because they have been doing money laundering and stuff.
Lush, you got a good point, right? And I look at it like this. Regardless if you're a member of that church or whatever, right? When you see a fellow human being, a fellow child of God, homeless, starving. It is your duty, your obligation to bring that person up, regardless if they even go to church. They don't mean you could just have just met that person, man. Look, if you have an apartment that's empty, that's vacant, that's available, you see a family out there that's in need, they starving, they homeless, man, that sounds like a match to me. You know what I'm saying? Put that homeless person in that vacant home. You know what I'm saying?
Reason why I love the church. I love my church. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my church and my pastor. I love them to death. They took me in when, you know, I was going through situations and stuff. So I have no problem with church. I love the church, but my church is a small church. Everybody knows that everybody's missing in the church. Everybody knows. And if somebody, they go out and they feed the homeless, but I've actually seen them do this stuff. I went and visited some churches. They went in there, and they made you feel like you were the littlest person in the world. Like,
well, that's the wrong place for you to go. You know what I mean? I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but, you know, the fact of the matter is you got these people that own multi-billion-dollar estates. You got these people that have this money. You have people that also have buildings that are available to house the homeless or house or help people in the community.
Hey, Lush,
they refuse.
You gotta realize this. This is a billion-dollar business. Some people do good business with it. A lot of them do bad business with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is like marriage. Marriage is a billion-dollar business. And it goes hand in hand with the church. It's cats who do good business.
Law is a billion-dollar business.
Yeah, law is everything.
Because you don't even have to, by law, you don't even have to pay speeding tickets. You don't even have to pay taxes by law because they never passed it. You know what I'm saying?
By law, on the 16th Amendment, the federal tax is illegal.
So, I mean, it's a lot, it's all about knowledge. And a majority of the world, like I said, is either dumb or not average people, and they don't know. They've been led. When we grow up, we are taught to lead by other people, teachers, all that.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? That's how we grow up. We taught the color is blue, the sky is blue, the grass is green. We are taught these things growing up. So this is all we know growing up. We listen to other people. So we don't really do shit, like, within our own. We're content with looking at TV shows and being like influenced. We easily influenced. There we go. By America is easily influenced and it's always been like that. So it's like preachers, they can use that. And preachers are also human beings doing so called the work of God. So human beings are evil and wicked and good at the same time. So if they get money off this, they subject to change as well and do other things they feel like. You know, that's not so godly with it because they're human.
Good, bad, negative and positive that have to coexist. That makes life. Why? Because look what we made up of, right? Made up of atoms.
Yeah.
What are in atoms? You know,
protons and electrons.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you got
You got to also remember this too, though. No matter how bad a church or a preacher is, you got to remember it's you. You're an individual. You know right from wrong.
Yeah.
So if you get treated wrong at a church, then that ain't the church for you. So what you need to do is write a letter to TV news, and let them know that this church is bogus. Because you need to go on instead of, you know, getting mad about it, not saying anything about it, getting mad with talking to your partners about it. You gotta go out and start doing things so people will know that don't go to that church. Because some cats don't understand. You might get some young kid who's trying to get religious and go to the wrong church. You might turn into a cult. Because if you remember Jim Jones back in the day, this white dude who had a big-ass following. He had everybody drink poison, and they all died. Then you had the cast over in the Bay Area who had one black dude in the congregation. They all wore Nikes.
Yeah.
And because the war was going to end. This fool was drinking, you know, whatever they drunk, and they died. So,
and you got Waco. Remember Waco? Everybody burnt up in the house?
David Texas.
This was years ago. This was like I was in elementary probably when this came out, this happened.
Yeah, David Koresh. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so.
But you got to remember, though, you know, it's like we can complain about it, but the biggest thing is write your congressman. And, you know, it's cats in Congress who will take care of that. You know what I'm saying? If you see a grandma giving all her money up and her house is in a foreclosure, then see what's going on. Go to church with her. See what's going on. But you know what, though? 10% of $100 is $10. That ain't that's paying a damn rent. You know what I'm saying? So $10 ain't gonna hurt nobody. So it just gotta be smart about what you're doing. If you believe in the Bible, read the Bible and believe in it for yourself. Read it first, because if you still don't know what's going on, anybody can tell you anything.
And you gotta also know. You gotta also look at it like you gotta put yourself in a preacher, minister, pope. You gotta put yourself in their position, in their shoes, because I admire that. Somebody that can influence that many people. Like you gotta it makes you wonder, like, okay, this preacher has bills to pay too. This is how he eats.
Yeah.
So you can't throw stones. This is how he makes his living. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like you gotta put yourself in his position. Like he has to pay rent on that church, you know what I'm saying? Mortgage on that church. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like he has to have a place for y'all to sit into and have air conditioning and have food after church. All that comes out of y'all money.
But at the end of the day, man, I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, for me, in my own opinion, at the end of the day, I look at it like this: whether you Christian, whether you Islamic, whether you practice Judaism, whether you practice Catholicism, whether you a Buddhist, at the end of the day, if it's enhancing you. At the end of the day, to me, that's the power of God. If it's making you deceive people and manipulate people, or it's making you turn your back on somebody, or you know what I'm saying, you see somebody in need, then that's not an act of God. You feel me? Because it boils down to, like, I'm being honest, I don't attend church on a regular. You know what I'm saying? I'm a spiritual being. You know what I'm saying? I went through all of that. However, I can politic with Christians, I can politic with Muslims, I can politic with
somebody
who's Catholic. But at the end of the day, you know, I pay my tithes by, if I see that homeless dude, you know what I'm saying, he like, say, bro, you got some, you know what I'm saying, I'm hungry. And he genuinely look like he's hungry. And I take money out of my pocket. That's like paying tithes, because I'm making a sacrifice. Why? Because I'm in no rich position either. You know what I'm saying? But I'm doing what I can to help another cat or another person out myself. You know what I'm saying? That's equally, to me, equal to paying tithes, whether you sitting up in church or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate on the whole tithes thing either. You know what I'm saying? It is what
right.
it is. But at the end of the day, if it's all enhancing you, man, and making you a better person, man, that's, to me, that is the power of God.
It's that give to receive type of thing. It's that whatever you dish out, come back type thing, man.
In the Bible, God don't say it's not. God says it's better to give than receive. He's not saying don't ever receive either.
Yeah. You got that right.
Hey, I'll tell you this right now.
Especially when it come to women, man. You got to receive, baby.
Hey, I tell you,
go down. I need you to go down low right quick.
Yeah, but I tell you like this, though. On the real, though, you got to make sure, like, if cat's going to church, this is a big deal to me, because Cass asked me to be an usher at church. I'm like, what? Me? Of all people? I mean, I'm in clubs all night long. You want me to come up here? You know, me? So what I did was, I took out like this. Look here, man. No matter where I'm at, no matter where I'm DJing, I won't cheat on my lady. I won't disrespect nobody. And I'll be in church every Sunday to do my job. So on top of that, so my pastor knows I'm a DJ. He's like, well, Hustle, I know you know the sound. I'm thinking to myself, oh, damn, here it comes. What I want you to do now is run the boards. I'm like, damn. So now it's like I'm ushering. I'm out here talking crazy on the microphone. I'm talking crazy to everybody in town. Now I got a reputation to keep up, to respect God and respect everybody. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's bettered me as an individual. Mm-hmm. So now I got to watch what I say. I'm still working on my cussing. I'm trying to tone it down a lot. I'm trying to stop, period. It's really hard for me to stop cursing, but I'm being real with y'all. So when I was asked, I was scared straight, because I respect preachers. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I respect them. And I respect people who go to church day in, day out.
Uh-huh.
But what I noticed in church, though, there's still some wolves there. It was this pastor, man, looking at my wife's butt, man. I was like, dude, what's going on with this pastor? Look at
what?
My wife's
that's,
butt,
that's,
man.
That's why I say, like, a pastor's still human.
Uh-huh.
But it was a sister pastor. He was like, hey, brother Hustle, how you doing? So I'm knowing what he's trying to get at. He's trying to look at my white butt. I'm like, dude, look, if I went in church, I'd crack his ass. So I was like, you know what? I said, you know what? I gotta be a better dude. I gotta be a better dude and let this mess slide. So every time I see him at the corner of my eye, he look over at me and nod his head like, yeah. You
got to look
like they're playing.
Well, see, so, now, see, that, man, look, check this out. I ain't going to excuse dude's behavior, right? Because,
no, I'm not either.
Yeah, when you got ill ways, you got to wear that badge of shame, right? Like, but, for instance, dude is a minister or whatever you know. Come on, dude, use some tact. You know, every man look at a woman's ass whether she's married or single. But,
right.
Dude, use some tact, man. This dude with his wife. Why would you? Man, come on.
He got to be respectful, though.
Yeah, man. Dude got to wear that badge of shame. You feel me? He do, man. I ain't lifting nothing off of him, man.
It's like this, man. Look, I'll take it like this. I'm a club every night of the week. And believe me, I hold myself back from doing the stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't cheat on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real. I let people know I'm married. Leave me the fuck alone. Get off me. And if I can do that, The next negative we got too, especially when you see me walking in with my wife. And luckily, because my second mind told me to sock his ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, I should go put hands on dude and not be friends about it either. I should go put hands on homeboy. So my first mind was like, yo, you at church. This dude is weak. You've been weak before. Forgive this brother. So I let it slide. So I prayed about it. I said, you know what, God? You know what? This dude keep looking at my lady. I'm going to get pissed. I'm going to do something. So God removed him and put him somewhere else.
Now let me ask you this, right?
He comes back from time to time.
Let me ask you this. I don't mean to cut you off.
But go ahead.
Where in the Bible does it say, like, you know, forgive people for who commit those type of acts on you? And it may be in there, right? However, the first
part says respect others as you respect yourself. So
exactly.
I have to respect that dude for doing what he was doing. It don't say forgive somebody who grabbed your wife's ass, but you know,
because,
you gotta reap it on your own.
Because then, you know, you talking to a cat right here who read the Bible right from cover to cover,
right.
Genesis through Revelation, right? And I know people commit all kind of sins. You know what I'm saying? And there's no one sin greater than the other. You know what I'm saying? In Leviticus 11 and 7, it tells us not to eat pork and anything with hooves and all of that. People still eat that. So to me, that sin is just as great as fornicating. Now
yeah.
I'm going back to my point.
Well, you know what, on that note, man, we're going to come back, man. Y'all real deep right now, man. We're going to play Star Child, new artist that's, you know, trying to get on the scene, doing this thing called Wake Up. It's called Continent on My Back, because we getting real deep. When we come back, we talking more about the Holy Hustle and the New World Order.
The Holy Hustle, I like that.
I want to ask y'all, when we come back, we're going to talk about basically, you know, how do you feel about, you know, basically, you know, the influence of the Catholic Church and the breakdown to the different religions, and how it was forced on, you know, Africans when they were brought to America. How do you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? You know, basically, do people even remember that, or do they know that? And wasn't basically the Catholic Church behind a lot of formal control? So, talking about that when we come back, we're going to play Star Child, Wake Up. Got the continent back.
Wake your ass up.
An African rapper bringing a new flavor. Could you ever imagine that goes the neighborhood? I bring lyrics to scare to dream. For the mothers down in Africa that's fighting to feed about 3 or 4 children while trying to build them a place where they don't have to worry who's trying to kill them. You follow because you're scared to leave. Pray to fight against wrong for what's right because you're scared to bleed. Everything that I'm spinning is true. Now the entertainers got more power than the president do. Now it's evident the message isn't getting to you. But when the message with your heaven, what you ready to do? It's the lion of the desert. Hope you're ready for truth. That's what happens every time I step in
in the booth. Because I'm spinning for my people, 40 old and the youth. And I'm the sickest rapper spitting, I'ma show you the proof. Mixing in a couple nouns, I'm making lyrical soup. Throwing in a couple verbs, I'm turning into a soup. Star, don't you hate it when niggas pretend to be you? Yeah, but I'ma keep on doing what they pretending to do. Let's go.
This goes out to all the haters, that's right. I'ma show them why I'm the greatest. Let's get it. Turn it up when you bounce the play this. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. Dead like the signs of DC. Let's go. My people, it's time to get free. Let's get none of these niggas is rhyming like me. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. Tell them I'm that guy, they sent to ask why. You let niggas give you psychological black guy. Shouldn't spit the truth, no, they say it's a bad time. They make you trying to make the victim look like the bad guy.
They use the press to make it look like he's the criminal and they're the victim. This is how they do it. And if you study how they do it here, then you'll know how they do it over here. It's the same game going all the time. And if you and I don't awaken and see what this man is doing to us, then it'll be too late. They may have the gas oven that's already built before you realize that they are hot.
Tell them, Malcolm. I'll demonstrate. I get busy like a mall on Christmas Day. To men like him, who I give my thanks. They make Star Shout what he is today. Because I'm representing all of y'all. Because I get up in they grill like armor wall. Now they want us all gone while they fight for the power. Try to stop me, but I rose like a flower. Motherland's with me, not a click be in it. It's time to silence all the fricks and cynics. We emerge at the top when the shit be finished. So they know we won hours like 60 minutes. These niggas hate me because I'm confident and I'm black. And they know there's no stopping me on the track. I carry Africa, hear it in all my raps. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. This goes out to all the haters, that's right. I'ma show them why I'm the greatest. Let's get it. Turn it up when you bout to play this. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. Dead light will shine for you see. Let's go. My people, it's time to get free. Let's get none of these niggas is rhyming like me. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back.
Yeah, that was Star Child right there, Continent on my back, man. That's some real stuff right there, man. He's a revolutionary artist, man. I want to know what y'all think about that. Cardi, what you think about that right there, homie?
That's that throw the fist up music, baby.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Shit make you want to sip fucking aloe vera juice and shit. Just clean your system out. Type of shit, man, you know. Make you want to do yoga. You know what I'm saying? Spiritual shit, man. Fight the power.
That's what's up, man. Renacy, how you feel about that joint?
I mean, I feel like he was dropping jewels, man. And then, you know, anytime you incorporate the Honorable Malcolm X, man, you got to come.
Yeah. Throw that fist up, man. You got to throw that fist up, man.
That's what it's about.
I wish I could meet people like that.
Oh, he should be calling into the show on a few, but
Malcolm X. I mean, no disrespect against Cuz, because I would meet him too. But some of Malcolm, like our leaders, you know what I'm saying? Like nowadays, the leaders ain't. It seems like they soft. You know what I'm saying? They not thorough like the dudes back in the day. So that's just my opinion, but that's just me talking crazy.
But that goes back to the previous conversation. I know we're moving on. Malcolm wasn't compromised by money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was thorough. You know what I'm saying? Like he did whatever he believed in. And a lot of these dudes nowadays, they can be bribed quick.
Yeah.
Real that's quick.
You know, the government pays certain pastors and preachers not to even talk about certain political figures.
Yeah,
so.
And that's why they people like Malcolm and Martin Luther King is because, you know, they assassinate people like them because, you know, you can't censor them. They go do what they go do. There's no censoring. You can't, and them dudes had so much influence. They had Malcolm had people walking all over D.C., deep, marching.
Mouthpiece, man.
You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X, same thing. It had so much power, and it was the right type of power at that. It was the power that could change. And people, they killed them, though, because they knew that. Pac was the same way. Tupac was a nuthead, but he could have been that type because people listened to him. They listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
They listen, that, when a person listens to you and you can influence people like that, you a problem. And I think Pac was converting into that stage where he was about to start stuff like some revolution type, you know what I'm saying? They caught it early.
You know, the Illuminati, man, we got Star Child on the line, you know what I'm saying? They was giving you, praise on the joint, man. What's up, Star Child?
What's good?
We got Cardi and Renna CZ live on the building, man, definitely getting it in, you know, playing some new artist music and talking about this new world order. Talking about how we don't really got leaders like that, for real. We got to become our own leaders nowadays. How you feel about that?
I mean, that's real. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody's responsibility to educate themselves and to find alternative education, not just what you find in schools and libraries, but to seek different facets of education in order to empower yourself and to seek the right type of knowledge that, if you're in a situation where there are no leaders and there are no authority figures to guide you, then you'll be able to guide yourself. So it's definitely a must that we become leaders in ourselves. And there's nothing wrong with being a follower, but you have to be prepared to be a leader as well, just in case there's nobody to follow.
I always say that. You got to be prepared to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with following. Just try to catch up so you can go daily.
The best leaders was once followers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, So can I ask y'all the whole situation with the Catholic Church itself, and then the breakdowns of these? You got from Islam, breaking that down from the whole 5%ers and the whole Nation of Islam. You got the Catholic Church from the Baptist to Pentecostal to all kinds of other stuff they done made up from bits and pieces of the Bible. But at one single origin, all of the books are similar with the words that are in there. The breaking down of people losing their spirituality and stripped from their countries, brought over here, and basically forced and beaten into them and told that if they do not worship this or they don't do this, that basically that they were going to get killed or their women were going to get raped or this, that, and the third, and this day, it's basically something that was beaten into the individuals.
Well, I mean, even, even before slavery, you had that happen to numerous people. It happened in the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, the race for Africa. Even before there was slavery, when Africa was first colonized, there was a lot of evangelism and a lot of missionary work done toward the African people. Islam actually currently is the largest religion in Africa at the moment. And the West Africans that were actually brought over by slave traders were actually, the majority of them were actually Muslim. Even if you go down into the south and you go into the different slavery museums and civil rights museums, they have old scripts and old Qurans that a lot of them actually had with them when they were brought over as slaves. So you see, in order to enslave a people, and see, because, one thing you have to understand is that not everybody who follows a certain religion, whether you believe the religion is right or wrong, not everybody who follows that religion has the same intentions as the people who use it as a tool of control. There are definitely people within those religions who use it as a tool of control.
Yeah.
But then there are also people who actually truly believe what they're saying. Now, if you can look at any religion at any point in time when those who were following that religion were conquering and were more successful in conquering others than others who attempted to do the same thing and had the same objectives. In order to control the people, you have to control their minds. You can't just control their bodies. You can't just enslave people and then think you're going to have them there working on farms and doing all that. You have to enslave their minds. So one of the ways that Europeans did this, obviously, was by using Christianity. A lot of what they told slaves about Christianity was a lie. A lot of what they told the indigenous South Americans and Central Americans was a lie. You know what I'm saying? It was never part of the Christian. Well, it was never part of the Christian belief, and it was never part of any Abrahamic beliefs. So that's one thing we have to take in consideration too. Is that religion has been used as a tool of control, but most of the times that it's been used as a tool of control, it hasn't been represented right. It's usually been lies. It's been lies that have been labeled as a certain religion, just like what you see nowadays where people talk about extremist Muslims and extremist Islam and all that. That's, I mean, once you take away a certain aspect of a religion, it's not that religion anymore, so you can't label that religion.
But see, because of the bits and pieces that have been stripped from different religions, you know. Yeah, so a lot of situations, you know what I'm saying, you know, having where people basically strip, you know, different pieces from, you know, the Bible and different things from, you know, the Quran and you know, different books or scriptures and stuff, and make it their own and create their own quote unquote religion, because religion itself is man made. It's basically a separation to me of people. You know, basically, you know, I believe that we all are the children of God or that higher power, regardless, no matter what shape or form or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We all, regardless, should love each other regardless.
Right.
But at the same time, with this, how we just address the situation in regards to the control of controlling the mind, do you feel this now and day and age, this new world order, which is the quote-unquote facade of a government, do you feel like, you know, it is a form of control, and how are they using, in your own words, how do you feel like they're brainwashing the people that are living in a systematic life?
Well, if none of the other brothers have anything to say about that, I'll let them go since I took a reasonable amount of time to talk.
Historically, right? Historically. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the Christianity was really the only thing. I mean, historically, and when we talk about, you know, for the sake of, clarity, Black history, you know, and I know you, everybody on this phone probably noticed, but since this is going to be podcasted, you know, I mean, some people probably don't know, but Black history didn't start with America, with Africans being enslaved in America. You know what I'm saying?
Real
we had
talk.
A rich history. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk.
If you used to talk about African, the lifespan of Africans, and you equate that with an hour, slavery would have happened just for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk.
We've been here a long time.
That's the realest shit I've heard in a while.
But when we come here, Christianity was probably the only thing we was, as Black people, was only the able, only the, like one of the things we were able to practice freely. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
White people giving us permission
right.
to practice that. You know what I'm saying? Because everything right. else, man, they, you know, we couldn't speak our original language. We couldn't communicate with our drums. We couldn't do nothing.
That's
you feel
real.
Me? They separated us, man. They manipulated us based on some skin tone, this, that, man. I mean, it was just a. They had a whole, believe me, man, and it was systematically. I like to use that word, systematically thought out, man. The way they had it, but
it's like they wrote the blueprint of how to break a motherfucker down. Huh?
Exactly, and they've been doing it, and they perfected it because they have been doing it way before slavery. They have been doing it way before the rush for Africa. They have been doing it way before that, so they had a chance. They've had time. They've had centuries to perfect that. They did it to Southern Asia. They did it to the Middle East. They did it to a lot of different places before they did it to black people in specific. Now, if you want to talk about the New World Order, one thing that needs to be made clear is that the New World Order really actually pushes secularism. It actually pushes the absence of religion and the absence of an idea of being a god. That's why it's the New Secular Order. Now, I'm absolutely sure that it definitely tries to use religion or disguise something as a specific religion or disguise something as a specific faith. But when it comes down to it, they don't believe in God, and that's why they're able to take things that people consider sacred and consider holy and tamper with them and do things like that with them. Because even when you see people from a different faith, most Christians that I know that look at Islam and most Muslims that I know that look at Christianity, when they look at each other's religions, even if they don't believe what the other person believes, they still have a certain respect for it. These dudes that take people's written scriptures and take people's religions and take people's faiths and actually try to change things within them in order to push their own agenda, these people have no respect, and these people have no no belief in any type of God or any type of higher power. These are atheists, and not all atheists are bad, but at the end of the day, these aren't just atheists, but these are immoral atheists. These are atheists without any morals and without any type of basically, they go by Darwinism. They go by survival of the fittest. And that's another thing. Exactly. And that's another thing that I talk about is that.
And sometimes, but sometimes, I don't mean to cut you off, man. But sometimes these atheists come in disguise as Christians or Muslims because you got cats like George Bush.
Exactly.
Who say, God bless America, and then, you know, drop bombs on another country.
Exactly.
When the very religion that he practices, thou shalt not kill, man. What a hypocrisy, man.
Exactly. Exactly. That's another thing about, you know, this is a little off subject, but, you know, like when people push, like, you have like secularist people who don't really believe in any certain type of religion. They push Darwinism. One thing about Darwinism is that Darwinism was one of the number one tools to dehumanize black people during the rush for Africa. Many German scientists, Zionist scientists, when they went to Africa, in order to portray the African and to portray the indigenous African, to portray black people as less human, they used Darwinism. This was the whole point, and this was why white people never argued that Africa was the origin of man, because even though we argued that Africa was the origin of man and that it was the origin of civilization, they argued that it was the origin of man because it was a way for them to basically stamp black people as primitive, because the earlier you could trace black people back, the more justification they had for their idea that black people were primitive. And that ties into the theory of evolution, the whole theory that, yeah, we might be the original people, but we're closer to cavemen, we're closer to apes than they are.
Yeah.
So that's how they used Darwinism to dehumanize us, and that's one of the reasons why so many people that actually bought slaves in the West were able to do those kind of inhumane things to us, because a lot of them didn't even believe we were human. And
yeah.
It was because of this, and this, it was because of this indoctrination, and it was because of this way of thought that Darwinism actually brought to the table, that actually painted us as less human just because we're the original people. You see what I'm saying? So they've created a lot of different algorithms, a lot of different methods to basically just oppress people. You know what I'm saying? And religion is one of them, but there are a lot of other ways, and most of the other ways aside from religion are actually secular methods.
And this is what I like to talk upon too, right? Because people of color are always under the microscope, right?
Right.
People who haven't been under the microscope are white people, right? So
Allow
me to introduce that topic. You know, what makes a person consider or deem a person three-fifths of a human being, or look at a person as less human? That means you have some psychological damage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Or they know some stuff. They know
some stuff
that
allows you to psychologically justify some wrongdoing that you want to do to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Oh, since
exactly.
I got to justify your actions against me, you got to consider me not really a human. I'm just like a bug or a roach or a rat.
Exactly.
That you can set up in a mouse trap so you can kill me
and
feel no guilt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way their consciousness could deal with that. How do you treat a human being like that? You basically have to convince yourself that, I mean, because nobody would even treat it. There are a lot of people who wouldn't even treat an animal like that.
Yeah, people don't even treat animals. Like, you got to psych your mind out to think that we, like, just under the, like, dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the only
and that's
way.
This stuff right here. Y'all need to call in and get in this conversation. We got 16 minutes up on the clock. 16
minutes. Dougie Fresh, you're on.
I tell you, man, we bring the pressure on, man. Lush Radio Online, man. You never know what we're going to talk about on here, man. And I'm going to shake it up a little bit. We're going to play EU, Shake Your Thing, and we're going to come back and talk more about the NWO, New World Order. Ooh, it's getting spicy up in here. Muy caliente. Let's get it.
Sweet baby, yes indeed. go, go, swing. Everyone was watching, they did it shot. Amazed at how Salt and Pepper was rock. In the place with a smile on our face. Some got a bet and then try to bait. They called us nasty, said we didn't dirty. Crew, we were free, she even flirty. Pepper got picked and pulled out a pump. I was open, I suggest was a jump. Then broke it up and asked not to break. Said they don't understand the way you don't find out.
This your boy, Act Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah!
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she...
Hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Y'all, you know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. That was, it's your thing. EU, man, taking it back, cocking and clacking of that go-go swing, Salt and Pepper. You know what I'm saying? DMV in the building. We got the one, the only runner, CZ, and we got your man, Cartier, and we got Star Child in the building. But you know what y'all need to do.
Dial this up on the Lush line right now. 347-826-7722. 347. 826-7722.
And we back on the line with my family, man. We talking about some real deep issues right now, man. Talking about this new world order. Talking about basically, you know what I'm saying, what people need to do. Y'all need to stop living in the matrix. Stop living a systematic life, man. Really realize and analyze what's really going on in this world. For real. So we got Cardi in the building, we got Renna CZ in the building, and we have Star Child. I got the continent on my back, pimping. Holla. So, you know, y'all had some, y'all was talking about some deep stuff, man. So tell us more.
I mean, where do we Where do we begin, man? Cause
it's so much. You can't have a. It's so much, man. It's so much different things that offspring from this topic that you can just go into. It's another ending topic.
We could talk about African history from an African perspective. We could talk about African history from a European perspective, which is primarily being taught. Or we could talk the miseducation of African history. I mean, you know.
Yeah, a lot of.
Many topics. You can look at it. We can hit it up from the Native American point of view if you want to. You know what I'm saying? We can hit it up from every. So many people have been affected by this. So many people have been oppressed by this. Basically, it's just neocolonialism. You know what I'm saying? You got the same thing going on in Palestine. You got the same thing going on in South America. You got the same thing going. You know what I mean? It's something that's been going on since. You know.
How many people have been? How many human lives have been sacrificed for greed? How many innocent lives?
Millions, billions, trillions.
Oh, it's probably endless. You know what I'm saying?
Trillions times trillion. People in jail. You know what I'm saying? People in prison.
Exactly.
Political.
You got people in prison for labor. You know.
You got political prisoners in there for like 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they like a political prisoner. Like this is not a killer, a drug dealer, a rapist. This is a political prisoner. They lock them niggas up forever. They don't want them to be out there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? A rapist get like two years or 3 years or something like that. Not even that. Sometimes.
Not enough. I tell you.
Not
that.
Enough. You know what I'm saying? So the world is. I think it's a beautiful world, but it's an ugly world, man.
But that's systematically done too. That's systematically executed.
Yeah.
You can kill somebody
without murdering them. You can take away their voice, take away their freedom.
That's true.
That's the equivalent of being dead.
They did that to Nelson Mandela, dog. I mean, the thing about it is, you know, a lot of these people that, you know, basically we call them martyrs and stuff like that. You know, you got Malcolm X, you got, you know, Martin Luther King, and many more. Mahatma Gandhi, a lot of people, you know, that die for the cause, a selfish act, you know what I'm saying? You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea of change and hope. You know what I'm saying? You cannot. I think a president actually said that, once the American people actually realize what's really going on, they're really going to stand up and do something. The minds of the American people and the world has to change before there is a change. Constantly living in a systematic world. You know what I'm saying? You can kill the man, but you cannot kill the idea, you know? And they're trying to silence people. And if we continue to keep silent, there will not be any change. You know, and along with that, you know, we got soldiers that are going over there being injected with all kinds of test viruses to see what's going to happen to them, and they come back with different things happening to them.
Yeah.
You got soldiers like the Tuskegee Airmen that was injected with you know, syphilis. How many times have we been guinea pigs for people's game? You gonna say AIDS virus was created by a monkey? How many missionaries were you sending over there before all that situation happened? Come on now. How many of some of these bombings actually were created by their own people? Okay?
That ties into the issue of these pharmaceutical companies in Africa. You know, before they release a drug in the industrialized Western countries like the United States and Canada and the European Union, they basically test out these drugs, these experimental drugs, on African people, and when they test them out, they advertise them as vaccines for different diseases and things that are rampant in Africa. So basically, you have millions of African people dying because of these experimental drugs being tested on them, because of these pharmaceutical companies' greed, because they don't want to spend the money and take the time to do the proper test. They just test them on actual human beings in order to get them to the West fast enough.
You know what? I talked to a microbiologist, and you know what he told me? He said that basically a virus or some type of bacteria, you can't actually create it, but it can go bad. So most of the things that they sit there and try to play with are basically a regular organism that they might have had added something to and created something that went bad. And therefore, you got people suffering from different illnesses. A long time ago, like they said the swine flu was back in the day, but yet they silenced it a long time ago. All of a sudden, it's back. You know, like what kind of games are you people playing? Like anthrax came out, but you silenced it in the quickness. Like, what's really going on?
Okay, let's okay. New world order, right? New world order, right? This is something most people are scared to address, right? And I always bring this to the forefront of every conversation because at the end of the day, it's based on this, right? Bringing people to justice, right? You commit a crime, you get brought to justice, right? So when is you know, and you know, I'm not attacking white people or nothing like that, man. But I'm keeping it solid. I'm keeping it 100, right? But when are Europeans gonna be brought to justice for everything they've done? You know what I'm saying? They've never been brought to justice, man.
What about our own?
It ain't even talked about.
Yeah, it's time to start exposing these sellout black people too. You know what I'm saying? To be on their payroll.
Yeah.
Had the most a lot of what's going on in Africa right now is because most of these African leaders, most of these African dictators, are in the pocket of the U.S. government and the European Union, and they have been for a good.
But you know what? I'm about bringing everybody to justice, right?
Right.
I'm about bringing the sellouts to justice. I'm about bringing the Europeans to justice, man. Let's bring them all to justice, man. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, we got a history, we got a legacy of what we call slavery. What the hell is that?
A legacy of slavery? But look, you want to tell me Condoleezza Rice all this time, you want to tell me that she didn't capitalize on all this mess?
She capitalized on it. The thing that a lot of people don't know about Condoleezza Rice, her thing wasn't just based. This is how we go back to the religion issue. Condoleezza Rice's thing wasn't just based on greed, and it wasn't just based on progressing her political career. Condoleezza Rice's thing was based on the same thing that Bush's doctrine was based on, was that extremist evangelist thing. Did you see the memos that Bush was being sent to justify invading Iraq? Those things, basically, they contained a whole bunch of biblical and religious jargon in order to justify going in there. It was basically labeled as a crusade. So Condoleezza Rice and that whole Bush cabinet, that whole Bush administration was basically waging a holy war on the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? So that was Condoleezza Rice, I'm 100% sure that she had a lot of financial motivation. But at the same time, a lot of that was just truly some stuff that she just believed in, just in general, just the same way everybody else in that cabinet did.
But see, that agenda, right? That agenda is the same agenda as the Berlin Conference. That agenda is the same agenda as man. I don't know if you know where to start and where to stop. That's the same agenda, man. It's that dominant and control and dominance, man. That's power. That's power, man. But you got all these little soliloquies and you use these excuses. We gotta go over here and we gotta do this, but really the hidden agenda is you gotta go over there and control.
When is the cycle gonna break with the American people? When are the American people gonna wake up?
What American?
Well, I mean, one thing that
and the world. I mean, I think it's never gonna happen because it's too. It's too late.
No.
I don't know. You know what I think?
We're waking
you,
up
with
right
this
now.
Depression, exactly.
About.
We're in the process of waking up right now.
But it's still so much more. Like, because we talking about all this stuff right now, right? But it's a group of people that's so ignorant. They, you know what they say? They say stuff like they argue with you. Like, and I think these are people like devils in disguise. I don't know. They might just be that stupid, but they say stuff like, well, how do you know this? And they and shit like that. And I hate that shit. I'm like, no, I can't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? They question every fucking thing. And they have their little right to question, but it's like, I'm giving you jewels that I don't even, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
And they question you shit like that. So we got a lot of those people that do that. They just
and
how do you know this? I'm supposed to believe you
exactly.
And not believe
it's your,
him?
It's your responsibility to go look it up and make sure I'm telling the truth anyway.
Yeah, but I mean they don't they not gonna do like if I say like the average shorty right.
Right.
Average shorty, she could be a Howard graduate and all that. You know, in the club. If I spit this shit to her, like I had two shorties like ever as far as like relationship wise. I had a bunch of jump balls, blah blah blah, but two shorties relationship wise. I put both of them shorties onto this shit, and they opened over a period of time of being with me. They saw how I did shit, and they opened up. And then when they opened up, that's when I snuck that shit in there. But for the average shorty that you just talk to on a regular basis, you tell them this shit, they probably think you're crazy as hell.
Hold up, y'all. We got a couple of minutes. Two callers that just joined. 240, you're live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about the New World Order. You know what I'm saying? You got some words on that?
Oh, nah. Hold on. You got some words on that?
No, I'm just listening in on the call. I'm trying to see what they're talking about.
That's what's up. Okay.
Listening in, you feel me?
Thank you so much. Caller from the 800 number. You're live on Lush Radio. We talk about.
That don't sound official.
Wait.
800 number, man. That might be Bush.
800-693.
Janie, nigga, we know that's you.
1-800-693, I guess.
You on Lush Radio. Holler. What's happening?
Okay, I guess.
Hey, yo, that's Cheney, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Like that, and shit like that, shit like that, man.
That is not a.
That happens. That happens. Like, you know, that's why it is.
Man, every black person in America's phone is tapped, man.
But
you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not going to be a punk, man. I'm not even going to be a punk about it, man, because, you know.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm saying I'm not.
Hey, we had cats like Malcolm. Malcolm wasn't a punk. Martin wasn't a punk. Patrice Lumumba wasn't a punk. Stephen Biko wasn't a punk.
You gotta go hard, dog.
Wasn't a punk, man.
You gotta go hard, man.
Basically,
so basically the way I feel about the whole what it's gonna take to break the cycle, here in the United States. I think that the cycle is already being broken just because. You know, when people have it good, they tend not to want to be bothered with issues that might put them out of their comfort zone. But now with this recession and with all of these different threats and things like that, I think that it's pushing us as American people far enough outside of our comfort zone we're starting to face the facts. I don't think I've ever been, and I was like, you know, I haven't been alive that long, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young man, but at the same time, my family has always been involved in activism and has always been involved in politics. And throughout that period of time, I don't think there's ever been a more open-minded era of people than now. You know what I'm saying? Yes, there are still a lot of closed-minded people that aren't trying to hear it. But I have, you know, what's up?
Hey, y'all, check it out, man. We off the switchboard and everything, man. And this was a real deep, you know, conversation. We can, you know, definitely bring it back through, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, Street Queens is doing a joint talking about the reception. So y'all want to jump on it. It's at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow is going down. We're talking about that, you know what I'm saying? And some other issues, man. It's going down. I got to thank DJ Hustle. I got to thank DJ Green Doodoo. I got to thank, you know, Renna CZ. I got to thank Cartier and Star Child, everybody that definitely stepped through. We talked about deep issues. We talked about your ghetto moment. We got it in, and we got deep on y'all, man. Get ready, man. It's full blast. The summer's coming. Mixtape, send it to lushradiomixtapes@gmail.com. It's 20 to get on. If you accept it, we're getting it in. You already know. Make sure that you check out all my people. Cartier is on Twitter, man. It's Carti_Yeah on Twitter. Then we got Renacizi. He's live on Twitter. We got Star Child on Twitter. Lush Radio Online on Twitter. DJ Hustle on Twitter. The whole conglomerate's on Twitter. Holla at us, man. We're trying to make change. We're history makers all day. I'ma holla at you. You just officially got stamped, and we out. One world music, one world, one movement, one voice. We out. Later.